The Book That Endures, January 9th. A divinely inspired book. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. He, Christ, pointed to the Scriptures as of unquestionable authority, and we should do the same. The Bible is to be presented as the Word of the Infinite God, as the end of all controversy and the foundation of all faith. The infidel Voltaire once boastingly said, "I am weary of hearing people repeat that 12 men established the Christian religion. I will prove that one man may suffice to overthrow it." Millions have joined in the war upon the Bible. But it is so far from being destroyed, that where there were 100 in Voltaire's time, there are now 10,000, yes, 100,000 copies of the Book of God. In the words of an early reformer concerning the Christian Church, "The Bible is an anvil that has worn out many hammers. Saith the Lord, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn." At this time, before the great final crisis, as before the world's first destruction, men are absorbed in the pleasures and the pursuits of sense. Engrossed with the seen and transitory, they have lost sight of the unseen and eternal. For the things that perish with the using, they are sacrificing imperishable riches. From the rise and fall of nations as made plain in the pages of Holy Writ, they need to learn how worthless is mere outward and worldly glory. The Word of God is the only steadfast thing our world knows. It is the sure foundation. "Heaven and earth shall pass away," said Jesus, "but my words shall not pass away." The Word of God shall stand forever. All His commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. Whatever is built upon the authority of man will be overthrown, but that which is founded upon the rock of God's immutable word shall stand forever.